This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and something that every pub goer has probably been wondering for some time now is, when can we stand up at the pub? And we've finally gotten our answer in a couple weeks' time. I'm joined this morning by Susie Horn from the Tominga Hotel. How are you this morning, Susie?
I'm good, thank you.
So what would it mean to the Tominga Hotel, to pub goers, to be able to stand up at the pub again?
Oh, look, I just think it'd be fantastic, and it would save the confusion, because at the moment, we're allowed to stand outside and drink, but we're not allowed to stand inside and drink. So that does get quite confusing for the patrons.
For sure. And how does it work then with your COVID marshals? Of course, we'll still be on staff, for when people are standing in the pub. But how has that been for them trying to, I guess, police people within the venue?
Well, it's just hectic. It is really hectic because, you know, you have people that are coming from inside, and then they're saying, oh, yeah, okay, we're going to sit down. So you're constantly, it's a constant thing that you have to do, because people are certainly creatures of habit. And, you know, we're used to standing, we're used to socialising, we're used to moving amongst the crowds and chatting to people. So to have to, you know, sort of stop that, it's really hard for people. And it just makes it extremely difficult on my staff to have to constantly be on the floor rather than doing their job, which is serving people, making sure people have a good time.
And does it make it difficult to, I guess, obviously, without people standing, it's hard to fit more tables and chairs into a venue. Does it make a difference then how many people you can actually have inside at any one time if you don't have enough chairs?
Well, it certainly does, because we're still on restrictions. We're still limited, with the areas that we have, on how many people we can have in those areas. So we're forever bringing out seating, moving seating around, you know, walking up to people with seating so they can sit. So, yeah, it's a little bit like musical chairs. You know, you're constantly rearranging the furniture, to get people to sit. So, yeah, it's quite challenging.
And obviously, we've had school holidays recently, and people are travelling out into the regions a bit more often. Have you noticed, business picking up since, the most recent round of restrictions easing?
Yes, definitely, because people, you know, they've been restricted for so long that they want to get out and they want to have a good time. And the weather's been absolutely amazing in the valley. So we have had more visitors, and we've had a few. We had a garden festival on, and so there was a lot more people around for that. So, yeah, with the weather warming up, people are quite active and they want to be out and about. They want to have, you know, a good time. So numbers certainly have picked up, yes, definitely.
That sounds great. Susie, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
That was Susie Horn, the manager of the Tominga Hotel in the Clare Valley, on your Classic It's Breakfast.